Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready for the youth movement, Keith?
Oh, I've been ready.
It's here.
I'm more than ready.
And it is spectacular. I'll tell you.
Playoffs back on? We're doing too much. All right, let's take it one game at a time.
I'm saying yes.
Okay, yeah.
Playoffs are back on.
Yeah.
Which
they look good. They feel good.
The hex has been put on the Red Sox 30 seconds into the show. No, it's quite a wild, I would say, 24 to 48 hours for Marcelo Meyer.
Yep.
Two home runs last night, which
it's our
is
guy.
Great. Friend of the show.
Show's goat.
However, the rest of the world found out about Leah Anthony. I feel like he can't be thrilled about that.
Friend of the station, Leah Anthony.
Friend of the station and by proxy, the show.
Yeah. Was Leah, on less than an hour ago on this very station.
Anthony. No, I was a bunch of horn dogs sitting out in the parking lot listening to that interview while we were here.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who.
I'm not going to name names.
But it was Terp. And he goes, I'll be there tonight where she's at dinner. I'm not going to say again where she's going to dinner.
Yeah, we should not.
But it's going to be crowded
she
there.
She made a mistake by saying where she's going to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And real life Tom has probably already
just
sitting
the
there.
Place.
Yeah.
How early is too early for dinner? It's like, we're not open. Go away.
Yeah. I'm just going to be here for like,
get
I don't know, like
here.
12 hours. I'm just going to keep ordering stuff. You just run the
car. Another water for me, sir. Like, you got to order something else.
So rough start
yeah.
the last 48 hours for Marcelo Meyer. But last night,
excellent.
Pretty good.
Reds
and
awesome.
Red Sox, most importantly, and I didn't think they would. I can't take credit for this. I didn't see this coming. I thought they would do what they do all year. Take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. People start to get excited. They drop 2 out of 3 to the Rays or get swept or something like that, and then all the momentum's gone. No. Momentum is here, heading into the Yankees at Fenway tomorrow night. They won the series, most importantly. 2 days ago, it was Roman Anthony. Last night, it was Marcelo Meyer. It's almost like these guys should have been called up a month or so ago.
So strange.
Weird.
So if only anybody could have seen this coming at all. It wasn't like Marcelo Meyer was the best player in spring, and it wasn't that Roman Anthony was the best prospect in all of baseball. But let's wait until Bregman gets hurt and Willy Abreu's hurt to call these guys up. So it is one of those things where you can easily continue to complain about why they weren't up here, or you can just say, all right, they're here now. Let's see what this looks like going forward. And now last night you were facing a right-handed pitcher. So Marcelo Meyer got to play, and he got to hit, and it worked out very nicely. We'll see what happens with the off day today, then 3 with the Yankees. You're facing 3 left-handers, and
I mean,
we'll get into that.
They can't sit them in the Yankees
series. You can't. I agree with that.
They won you the last 2 games.
I know.
Roman Anthony won you the game 2 days ago. Marcelo Meyer won it for you last night.
You guys get to go watch these Yankee games, though.
Like,
so I don't – yeah, that's – Cora needs to figure that out. Also, I mean, they pitched. I mean, part of the issue is they had that stretch, too, where they were scoring runs, but they were giving up a million. They were playing these softball games where their pitchers would get their faces ripped off in the first inning and not really settle down. Then you're getting into the bullpen. The bullpen's coming in early. And Lucas Giolito the other night was great after, you know, one of the worst performances of the year. He came back. He was great. Walker Buehler last night.
Okay.
Guy goes freaking 7 innings, which I was not prepared for.
Me either.
And especially early on. So he gives up a run in the second. You're like, all right, whatever. It's one run. the homer in the fifth, and you're like, are they going to chase him here in the fifth inning?
So I have a side thought about Roman Anthony on that home run. We can get to it in a moment. But I give Walker Buehler a lot of credit for bouncing back after that home run. Because I, in my very witty tweet that I put out, called him Walker Pooler.
Dude, that was hilarious.
People
when you said
it.
That, I was like, oh,
you
my
were,
God.
You were like, nailed it. Crushed. And so I kind of thought he was going to be done.
Yeah, it didn't feel good.
Meaning they were going to yank him out of the game. Never mind bounce back if they allowed him to keep pitching. And he bounced back, and he
pitched
well.
What did you think of the black cleats?
Oh, I got to be honest.
That?
I didn't notice
that. You guys noticed the look of Walker Buehler last night?
Not to be a Joe Hags who just barely noticed the Red Sox have a number zero on the team. Did you see that tweet last night?
No, I did not.
He goes, the Red Sox have a dude wearing zero?
Yeah, it's Gilbert Arenas.
How did I not know that? I go, well, you probably haven't watched him. Would probably be
out. He pitched, the second game of the year?
But I didn't notice the black cleats, so not to be a bit of a Joe Hags.
I think I did. I mean, we are the uniform police, really, how you look top to bottom. Roman Anthony, the team is undefeated since he switched to 19. That's an important distinction.
It is.
48, trash number. 19, legitimate.
What do you think of 39 for Meyer, by the way? It's not great.
I don't like it.
Maybe get going, switch your number.
I don't like it, but if he likes it, I like it. And we have to check with our friend.
Jared Saltalamacchia? Who else worth 39?
39? Was it Gator 39?
Ooh.
Lanny, was Mike Greenwell 39?
I believe Greenwell was 39.
He might have been.
Hang on, efforting.
Should have won an MVP if it wasn't for that roided up Canseco. Gator would have had himself a nice
617-779-7937.
You guys still pissed about Greenwell's snub? Give us a call.
Yeah.
I thought Walker Buehler was wearing like a black black cleats. Oh, yeah, there we go. Look at Terp. Or maybe those are like a dark navy blue, actually.
Those are blue.
Yeah, those are dark navy. Well, you know my eyesight.
With neon green laces?
Oh, see the
now we're talking. That's like a Ninja Turtles homage.
You think it is a tip of the cap to the Ninja Turtles?
Are those blue or are those... I think.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe, Fashion Police.
No, it caught my eye.
Okay.
It kind of matched his glove and it kind of popped a little bit. You usually notice sneakers in the NBA because guys wear all different crazy color ones and I like a lot of them. And usually they just kind of blend into the uniform in baseball, but those ones kind of jumped out to me a little bit.
I stand with Keith. I think those are black cleats, although...
My wife does accuse me of being colorblind, so I also maybe...
Twitch claims they're blue, so now I'm scared for me now that I agree with Keith on that.
They're very clearly blue.
That's a big difference, though. If they're black cleats, they grade much higher. If they're blue, I'm not as sold on those. All right, so fashion police those things.
I don't know.
You don't
64?
Okay.
We go to 100, right on the scale. So 64.
If that's a black cleat with a red check and Ninja Turtles laces.
I do like the Ninja Turtle laces.
92.
Wow.
If it's a blue, the cleat scale.
Maybe blue.
If it's a blue, it's sub 50. 49, something like that.
Yeah, I gotcha.
39s, by the way. I should have graded it a 39.
Was it Gator?
Gator was.
Okay, good.
Yeah, from 85 to 96.
Well, yeah, those were the glory days.
Saltalamacchia, nailed it.
Yep. Longest last name in the history of Major League Baseball. Some are saying.
Anybody else? Ooh, Bryce Flory is a tough one.
Ouch.
That's pretty much it. Josh Reddick. You like yourself some Josh Reddick?
I didn't.
Lucas Sims
remember
last
Josh
year,
Reddick?
Big get. Lucas Sims was a big get for Breslow last
Breslow
year.
Breslow was all over Lucas Sims, who was awful. Remember Josh Reddick came back with the A's, I think it was, the outfielder?
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, he was pissed that he didn't get like a tribute video.
Oh, I don't remember
He had
that.
Like something, he's like, they didn't do anything for me coming back. Like, dude, Josh Reddick?
Was he Kelly Olynyk?
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, how come you guys didn't have a big to-do for me? It's like, nobody remembers you were on the team, sir.
Josh Reddick, gold glove in 2012.
Yeah. He could throw it, too.
But no, so maybe Marcelo Meyer should consider changing his number.
Meyer was awesome.
But, and the youth movement is legitimately contributing to wins. And you're worried that it may not against the Yankees. Here's Alex Cora.
Mm.
And just know that while he was answering this question to Andy Hart, he was flipping him off. I didn't realize this until Greg highlighted this.
No, they put the Zapruder film.
I went and watched the video after Greg said it. He is itching his eye, flipping off Andy Hart with his middle finger.
Wiggy was right. It was like the waitress to George Costanza.
That's such an accurate. Yeah. Yesterday they said the Roman Anthony family is like the Tommy Cutlets family, and today they reference the sign. Perfect. Perfect analogy.
He looks over
all the way around.
At Ted Johnson, he uses his pointer finger, and then when he looks at Andy Hart, it's his middle finger.
Courtney said she itches her eye with her middle finger too, but the whole hand, I think, is what she said.
She puts her whole hand in her eye.
She won't lower the other fingers. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, I'm definitely.
I would go
everything with the pointer finger.
Pointer
probably,
finger.
Probably. Maybe even if COVID started. I mentioned everything with my pointer finger.
I might even go like a little bit of little pinky I might go a little pinky on the side.
Depends on the angle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get
like
right
just like a little bit of sleep in your eye.
Top five Friday, best finger.
Oh, wow. That's
top five fingers?
Not bad.
Is thumb a finger? Or is it its own thing?
Thumb's a finger.
Okay. I would go pointer finger, thumb, 1-2.
Yep.
Middle finger.
I think you're sleeping.
Pinky ring. I think ring. Ring's kind of just
ring
there
just
for the ride.
Yeah.
Doesn't do much.
Don't tell my wife. Earmuffs cat. But that's kind of just. Don't tell my ex-wife.
I won't tell her.
You could, actually.
Oh, God. Yeah. You can save some of them.
Well, I was just going to say.
Oh, let's hear Cora.
Here's Cora flipping off Andy.
Great.
There's certain lefties that they're not going to face. We'll mix and match. I think now with the roster that we have, we have to understand that we got Romy and Riff. They're really good at what they do. The other day, Roman faced a lefty in the fifth, right, in the sixth inning. But then with two outs, we have bases loaded, and the game called for Romy to pinch hit. You know, and we're going to play the game. As far as starters, there's a few that we know they're tough. There's others that they still tough, but we believe that, you know, they're going to be able to handle it. So we'll play it like that. You know, it's not a given that, they're not going to start, but we'll pick and choose when. And throughout the game, we'll pick and choose when we're going to pinch hit.
Hate that.
Well, he did say, the way he started that, there's like certain lefties they won't face.
Yeah.
But it didn't mean like all lefties.
No, but let's.
So don't you feel like they might start?
Maybe. Let's see.
If they
play them, I'll give them credit, but it sounds like they're going to sit a lot often against lefties. Maybe not every single one. And so if they play, I'll give them credit. But if these guys are sitting all weekend when they just, I said, won you the last two games, they were massive factors in winning you these last two games, and this was a big series, I would make sure you get them on the field at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, the good vibes on top of it. What did you think of Anthony on that home run, by the way?
Oh, real quick, I was just looking up the first pitcher that Ryan Yarbrough, 6'5", 215.
Mm-hmm. Not hostile. No.
You got to put on some pounds there, Ryan.
I knew what you were
going to
say.
He's got the right height.
Yeah. He also stinks.
Yeah, you were saying.
So he has like a 4.17 ERA, but I was looking this up. Batting average, righties hit 231 off him, lefties hit 226. So, like, it's the same.
Yeah, he doesn't throw hard is what Nick was saying yesterday.
No, it was like the mid-70s.
But that feels like a game.
Mid-70s?
I feel like I looked up a lot. And it's like 75.
Like Danny Almonte threw harder than him.
Who was the guy throwing the curve the Red Sox were facing the other day that I couldn't
even
believe?
Kike Hernandez last night pitching with the helmet on?
No. And throwing it in the center field, trying to throw it to second?
No. Yeah. He pitches with a helmet on. He's like John Olerud.
The Red Sox starting shortstop a couple years ago.
He's pitching. He was like pitching in like the, was it the sixth inning, Nick?
I missed that.
It was way too
early.
Down
9-0, and I think it was the sixth inning.
They're down 9-0, but like 9-0 with that lineup? You can't get back into it. You're like, yeah, put Kike out there to throw 55 miles an hour at the plate wearing a helmet.
I didn't see that.
It was outrageous.
But that's Yarbrough, basically, is Kike
anyway,
with a helmet from the left side.
But I feel like if all the guys are sitting against Yarbrough, that's a bad sign because you have Max Fried coming up on Sunday, right? So, like, Max Fried would be the – I didn't even look up his splits, but I just assume you wouldn't want to face Max Fried.
No, and Rodon, they loaded up the lineup with righties and they had success. So maybe they play on Friday, like, which would be a good start, but I doubt they play the next two.
It is tough.
Start the next
two. It is tough because Ref Snyder and Romy do hit lefties. Like, that's their thing. And you're like, hey, maybe it's once a week. You get them in there, fine. But if it's three games in a row – like, I want to see Meyer and Anthony.
Cora, at the end of that answer, I clipped it there, or asked Nick to clip it there, but Cora, at the end of that answer, said they could also think about pinch hitting for Durant.
Okay. Yeah, you can
maybe
give
like,
Durant
or we'll pick our spots with these righties and the guy that actually comes out of the game, and maybe that doesn't necessarily apply to the Yankee series, but when they pinch hit, he had Durant on his list of guys they could pinch hit for.
Well, maybe Durant and, or maybe Meyer and Anthony each start, like, two of the games. Right, you can even stagger it a little bit.
That would be acceptable to me. If they play two of these three Yankees, I want them in all three, but if they play two of the three, fine.
Because I also get, like, you are trying to win major league games, right? Like, Breslow was on this morning.
These guys are helping you win major league games. This is what I disagree with.
True.
Like, the idea of, oh, you can't play them and win major league games, the last two games disproves that.
But, like, Willier Abreu, for example, and I'm not saying Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer won't be better players long term, but Willier Abreu is more of a track record. And if I told you, you get a game tomorrow night against the Yankees, Abreu's down, Rob Ref Snyder's in, I feel like you're trying to win. I feel like you're actually probably better off. So Anthony and Meyer still are very much, I mean, Anthony's got one hit in three games or whatever it is. So, like, I want him in the lineup, don't get me wrong, but it's not like the guy is okay against lefties. Ref Snyder's good against lefties. Like, he has good numbers. And, like, you would want him in the lineup.
And Romy Gonzalez has been great this year.
Right.
So look, I didn't,
but there's spots, and honestly, and I know Campbell's a righty, but like maybe Campbell sits a few of these games, you know, and you got to jumble, you got to really move, you know, move guys around.
Rafael has been hot. He can sit a game. Like, the bare minimum for me would be two of the three for both of these kids is what I would want. And I don't care if there's lefties on the mound. I did not love Anthony on that home run.
Mm.
He's new to right field. So, he's new to Fenway Park.
You think,
I don't know if he could have caught it, but
I don't know.
There could have been a better bid on it.
There's no bid.
There was no bid.
There was no bid, and but it did like land second or third row, would
I would
say
second row, but like, you know.
Who is he, Spider-Man?
I'm just saying.
All right, calm down, Nick.
Did he look like he'd had a good read on it and a good angle on it, and that made me a little nervous?
Like, Torrey Hunter might catch that, but like, I don't know how many guys are catching it, but you're right. It looked like he was kind of lost.
It wasn't a good route.
It looked like, oh, I don't know, it was his third game in right field.
No, for sure. Yeah. Well, okay. And Fenway's a tough right field.
And it's a tough right field.
But this is the point. They're asking him to do – I'm not knocking him for that.
No, I know you're not.
I'm knocking them for playing him there, and you could see
– does Willier Abreu make a play on it?
Maybe.
I think he might even dive into the crowd,
I think he's at least aligned to where the ball landed.
He has done that before and, like, messed up his ribs hitting the seats.
Yeah. So. Whether he catches it or not really isn't even my point. Yeah. He takes a better route, and he's at least in the vicinity of where the ball lands. Anthony was, like, 10 feet away from
him. He's like, guys, is it fair? They're like, yeah, it's in the stands.
It's in there.
It's a home run. Also, a good point by the text line. We just played that Cora cut about when the guys might play. Points out he is a liar. He lied straight up to Hart and Fitzy a couple weeks ago about Crochet. Hopefully it goes, like, 7 or 8.
They should ask
knowing that he was going to pitch 80 pitches.
They should ask him next week if he intentionally flipped Hart off.
They probably should.
And if he says no, then you know he's telling.
But you got to have, like, Brian ready to go with the proof. You can't. Yeah. He, like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're like, all right, well, what about this? Yeah. Exhibit A.
Take a look at this.
Here's a still of you flipping me the bird.
He's like, that's not me.
I never did that.
That's AI.
You can do a lot of things now with AI.
You can. Text line is claiming, I saw this on Twitch too.
Yeah.
The thumb is not a finger.
Yeah, some are saying.
The thumb is not a finger, by the way.
It's not?
It is an appendage, but not a finger.
Go on.
I think Twitch said they're digits, not fingers.
Yeah,
which didn't
the thumb
sound...
is the first digit of the hand next to the index finger.
So we can't even do a top five Friday on fingers.
I mean, we could. There's going to be an open space. Or you have to double one of them
top
off.
Top five digits.
Right index, left index.
Yeah. Oh, both hands. Now we're talking.
Yeah. Human thumb.
Unless you're Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yep.
Text line 617.
That was his own mistake.
779-7937. I don't want to open up the nose picking fingers, but one text did say pinky only.
Ew.
Bit of a wild move.
Come on. Let's clean it up.
On all this.
That's a gross.
The Red Sox youth movement. Do they actually have some momentum? Can they turn things around and continue the momentum through the Yankee series this weekend? At Fenway Park, 617-779-7937. We'll put Steph Diggs on the clock at high noon. Do the Patriots need Steph Diggs, Or does Diggs need the Patriots? We'll debate that when we go on the clock in just 60 seconds. Rob Bradford typically joins us at 11:30 on a Thursday. He's got to move. He's very busy. So we'll talk to him at 1 o'clock today, looking ahead to that. And let's circle back to something Sam Kennedy said last night, pregame, before the Red Sox won the rubber game against Tampa, about Rafael Devers picking up his glove and getting in the field. Should we actually be bracing for that, Keith? Don't you dare answer that. We'll get to it right after Trending
Good
with Billy
tease.
Laney.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.